You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Maricap News on Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2024. It's a Tuesday. Got to remember that. I've done a podcast before where I said it's a Monday after a bank holiday. I hope your bank holiday was nice. I just overindulged a bit, to be honest. I do get bored, and so you could go over the top. And so we went out, sort of, I know I had friends around Friday, and loads of kids around as well. Bit of a late one. Saturday was day off, pretty much, and then Sunday went out again. We don't need a bank holidays or anything, do we? It's too long. It's like, you know, it is like a holiday. When you go on holidays, you overindulge. And it just no good for you getting back into the routine, is it? Cancel bank holidays. It would help our productivity no end. Let's look at the macro news. Trump orders removal of Federal Reserve governor. Trump has said he will immediately remove Federal Reserve official Lisa Cook from her position in a major escalation in its battle against the central bank. He said there was sufficient reason to believe Cook had made false statements on her mortgage agreements and cited constitutional powers, which he said allowed him to remove her. In response, Cook said Trump had no authority to fire her and she would not resign. So I wonder how that's going to play out. What else here? Rising egg prices. Do you know what? I was eating two poached eggs for lunch and watching the news when this actually came on the news. I thought, oh, I'm eating eggs. The rising cost of chocolate, butter and eggs had helped drive food prices inflation to its 18-month high. Food inflation hit 4.2% in the year to August, up from 4% in July, according to the British Retail Consortium latest shop price monitor. That's not good, is it? Chocolate got more expensive as global prices of cocoa remain high owing to poor harvests. Had a bit of rain today, actually. It's unusual. Still going back to hot, though. So had a bit of rain, and it stopped. It hasn't rained for days, is it? It's going to apparently rain every day this week now. Not a lot, but at least that's a bit. The grass. Oh, grass is like yellow. Well, it's not grass. It's yellow stuff. I don't know what that is. But it's amazing how fast grass bounces back, isn't it? Put a bit of water on it. Unbelievable. It turns green overnight. Why are eggs up, then? Is it supply chains? Doesn't say, really. Staples including butter and eggs have seen significant increases due to high demand, tightening supply, and increased labour costs. they're obviously paying the chickens more. Don't pay the chickens so much. They don't know. Just give them chicken feed. let's look at the markets. So FTSE 100, it's down 0.6%, 9265. Of course, this moved by Trump, seeing that increasing his war on interest rates, and it's increasingly evident that they may come down. So the dollar, of course, is weakening, pound is strengthening, and which is not good for sort of FTSE 100 companies, because of course a lot of those are in their revenue profit in dollars. So anyway, down 0.6%, 9265. FTSE 250. Where is that? That's at, it's down just under 1%, 0.93%, 21872. The FTSE 350 pretty much down 0.75% to 5064. The fledgling, well, it's flat pretty much, 13,363. What else we got? The small cap, down 0.6%, 7207. And the AIM all share, it's down 0.15%. In fact, it started to rise this morning. So we are sort of off that bottom end of the range. We're trying to get towards the top of the range. Struggling, though. Let's look at some commodities. Brent crude down 2% today to $67.41 a barrel. Now, what about gold? Oh, gold is up. More uncertainty. There's always going to be uncertainty, isn't there, with Trump? Always. Because he wakes up and just fires off a tweet or whatever, it's Truth Social, and it changes the whole dynamic. And he's now threatening tariffs on China again. Unless he can get some more magnets. I want some more magnets for rare earth and all that stuff. Copper, it's down, I suppose, all by China. It's down 0.5% to the ton. I've got the extra yard here trying to find the ton. $9,819 a ton. Sorry, I'm yawning. My sleep. I went to bed really late on what was it? Sunday night, just watching box sets. I've had a few drinks watching box sets. Just get addicted to them. And they can be rubbish, but I can't even stop watching them late at night, which is annoying. The yields, government bonds, UK's, yields are creeping up. The 2 years now at 3.972, up 0.8%. The 10 years at 1.17%, at 4.7%. And the 30-year, it's hitting, well, just above recent highs. Highest has been since 1998. The 30-year yield is 5.608, up 1.1%. A pound will buy you €1.15, it'll buy you $1.34. That's pretty much it, isn't it? Okay, let's go to the Microcap database, look at some company news. Okay, just to explain, the Microcap database is more like a filter system to find companies that are eligible for the Microcap League. Microcap League, they have to be profitable, and they have to be sort of Microcap small caps, you know, sub 300 million. Got to be generating revenue, and that's it, they go through them. So let's start off with Ashtead Technology. It's come off massively recently, Ashtead, a leading subsea technology solutions provider to the global offshore energy sector. Specialist equipment, advanced technologies and support services enables customers to understand the subsea environment and manage offshore energy production infrastructure. So they hire this kind of high specialist niche equipment, plus they also have consultancy. What are they today? What's the price today? Ashtead, 366. So they are a 280 million market cap, but 400 million enterprise value, because they've got some debt there. 373 million in debt, 12.16 of cash. Okay, here's H1 results for 2025. Revenue up 23% to 99.1 million versus 80.5. Net profit up 4% to 13.9 million versus 13.4. Net debt increased by 83% to 127.4 million versus 69.7. Free cash inflow of 2.5 million versus outflow of 9.5. The company do state board's expectations remain in line with those set out in the trading update on the 17th of July 2025. So those forecasts are revenue for 2025 to be up by 23% to 205.9 million. Net profit up 23% to 35.3. That's 365 a share. It's a PE of 8. They do have some debts. The EV earnings is 12. Seems like a decent valuation, a bonus for next year. 2026. Whilst 2025 is expected to show double-digit growth, the company is experiencing headwinds and some delays in contracts. Hence, for 2026, they're only expected to achieve single-digit growth. That's why it's come off a lot, because this has traditionally been a very high-growth company, good margins as well. The board now expects high single-digit percentage growth on the first-half revenues in a seasonally more significant second half. The board's view is that full-year adjusted EBITDA will be modestly below its previous expectations, while its expectations for adjusted profit before tax remain unchanged. So adjusted profit before tax remain unchanged, but they're going to say 2026, revenue up 7%, to 219.9 million and net profit up 7% to 37.7. At 365 a share, it's a PE of 8, EVE of 11. Now, for 2027, this year is expected to show double digit profit growth, but revenue is still going to be up 7% to 236, but net profit up 14% to 43 million. At 365 a share, it's a PE of 7 and an EV earnings of 10. And one of the issues with Ashtead Technology is that they announced a revenue downgrade on the 17th of July, and it's also intended to move to the main market from AIM, which means funds set up to take advantage of AIM inheritance tax breaks are having to sell out. So you may see technical bounce here. They are, what is it, admission to AIM market, the main market, sorry, will happen on the 6th of October. So it'll be interesting to see if the shares rebound after this date, because I'm assuming all the selling will be done by then. But worth a watch. I mean, they've got debt, and their growth has come down a bit, but still good value. But they need the growth side of it, I suppose. But that's Ashtead Technologies, AT.ticker. What's next? Check It, man. Where did this end up today? It was up like 13% to 15 pence. So Check It. They're a provider of intelligent operations platform for deskless workers. Its main activities are the supply of connected workflow management, automated monitoring, Internet of Things, and operational insight-based products and services. So when you get people like doing cleaning and stuff like that, or whatever, maintenance, and they're not at the desk, they just got these apps, whatever, they're having to check it off and then you can monitor that. But at 15 pence, they're a market cap of 16.2 million. Enterprise value of around about 13.5. So then the final results, so half-year results of the day. Sorry, I'm all over the place today, aren't I? H1 2026 results. Revenue up 3%, 6.9 million versus 6.7. Net loss 2.1 million versus 2.6 loss. Net cash of 2.7 million versus previously 7 million. Free cash outflow of 2.2 million versus 1.9 million outflow. They say we're well positioned to deliver on our goal of reaching EBITDA profitability and cash flow break even in the calendar year 2026. That's calendar year. I would say, even though they're cutting costs, they need to cut faster. They now have cash of like 2.7 million. Back in 2023, that about five times this amount. So they're burning through cash. And although they do have recurring revenue, their growth is not particularly inspiring. They said they are heading for EBITDA profitability for calendar year 26, but in my mind, it'll be a close call for them needing more cash. Maybe they take debt on, I don't know, but that's very close. 2.7, it's come down from 7 million this time last year. So, not good. But they've been talking about getting a profitability for 3 years. So, come on, do it quicker. Filtronic develops and manufactures radio frequency, microwave and millimeter wave technologies. The company's products transmit, receive and condition radio signals, particularly at microwave and MMM wave frequencies. So at 140 a share, their market cap of 306 million, enterprise value 292. They announced today a record order with SpaceX. It's worth $62.5 million for next generation technology, high power GaN solution to enhance low Earth orbit satellite connectivity. It's the largest single order to date. So in pounds, that's worth about 47.3 million. So quite significant. I was quite surprised here. The brokers hadn't upgraded targets, forecasts. Now, they maintained the numbers for 26, 27. The trouble is, they're sort of a victim of their own success, really, because 25 has been an amazing year for them. They've had so many upgrades from 24 to 25 due to the SpaceX connection. Upgraded six times in the past 12 months. Revenue growth for 25 was 121% to 56.3 million versus 25. Profit for tax growth of 298% to 13.4 million from 3.36. So it's always going to be pretty hard to beat these figures. The forecasts for 26 are revenue down by 4% to 54 million, net profit down to 4 million. So at 145 a share, it's a PE of 79. It's quite rich, I mean. I'm sorry, I can't speak. It's after the weekend. 2027 shows an expected return to growth, of course, off the lower numbers of 26. They could be upgraded if they win more contracts, but revenue is going to be up for 27 on 26, 11% to £60 million. And net profit is going to be up 123% to £8.9 million. At 145 a share, it's a forecast PE of 36. It's come down a lot from 25 or 26, but it's still not a valuation I would like to take a position in a company in. You know, that's still quite high, 36 times. So you may see some more weakness, but you know, they may win more contracts. Who knows? MT Wireless, last one today. So I can't speak, and I'm having problems processing words into my head. It's engaged in development, design, manufacture, and marketing of antennas and accessories. Company segments are antennas and water solutions. That's odd, that, isn't it? Anyway, at 48 pence, market cap of 40.9 million. I'll say 41, shall we, between friends. Enterprise value, 36.5. They came out their half-year results today. These have been converted from dollars to pounds. So revenue up 8% to 17.9 million from 16.5. And net profit up 8%. To 1.46 million versus 1.36. And net cash down 8% to 3.75 versus 4 million. Free cash flow inflow up 79% to 1.6 million versus 895K. Moni Borovitz, CEO, said with a strong order backlog, diversified growth drivers in 5G, defense, and smart irrigation, and a robust balance sheet, MTI has delivered strong trading performance in the half year with good visibility over its forward order book and a pipeline of opportunities. The company is confident of the outlook for the full year. So the outlook is for revenue to be up by 11% to 37.4 million, net profit up 7% to 3.33 million. At 49 pence a share, it's a PE of 13 and EV earnings of 11. For 2026, revenue up 7% to 40.3 million, net profit up 7% to 3.55. That would be a PE right now at 49 pence of 12 and EV earnings 11. The value's okay, but it's, you know, growth is largely single digit, and so not that impressive. They do pay a 5% plus dividend. The company is based in Israel, though, so there may be some investment risks there. But I can't really get that excited about that, to be honest. So, but it's okay. Decent dividend. You know, it's got growth, but single digit. It's, you know, steadily plodding along. That's it. Don't forget, go to sharepickers.com and you can get 25% off if you want to. And that ends in, 4 days? That's for one-off. You know, if you just download, if you join the email list, you get 25% off. If you want to get 25% off for life, then go to buy my book, basically. Sorry, I can't speak. I have to sign off here. I'm knackered. But go to sharepickers.com and you can see how you can get money off. And it's worth less than £3 a week. You know, if you're not prepared to spend £3 a week to discover loads of new investment ideas, then, you're not prepared to spend £3 a week, are you? Thanks for that. Speaking tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.